Okay, so it's Tuesday the 5th of July 2011 and woke up this morning around 6:15 and then left for work at around 7:30, something like that. The journey wasn't too bad in, got to work about 8:30 and then we had our team briefings at around 9:15 and Lee did that today. Then after that, sorted out some bits and pieces of the day, had quite a bit on. First thing I had to do was a young driver experience at 10 o'clock in a kid's manual. We didn't quite know it was happening because it wasn't booked on any drivers, but we found it with just a car attached, and then I went to do that, so it wasn't too bad, just meant it was a bit of a rush. Fortunately, the SD boxes were playing up, so it took 25 minutes to actually get the experience underway. Because the colour was black and white, and then there was no screen, and then everything else was going on, and there we go. So hopefully we'll get new SD boxes soon enough. Then, once I got out there, it was really good. Guy called Donomic, really good kid, picked it up really well, and had an SD recording eventually with that. And also we had a road sense event happening, so we had 9 other cars to interact with, which was cool. After that, I had some really, really important VIPs from China, and they were heading up the new MG brand and pumping in a lot of money and cash into that to really stoke that up. And they're just doing a site visit, getting some ideas and how things work and operate from the building and also driving experience. So I took a lady called Emmy out from China, and also Phil from China as well, and nice people. After that, had a bite to eat because I was overrunning now. I was sort of half an hour behind myself, so I got half an hour for lunch. And then I was straight back out there again for what was listed down as a kid's 4x4 experience, but it was actually an adult. I think he was just a little bit slow on picking things up with learning difficulties, so he went with me, and then that was all good. After that, I had about an hour of admin time, so I printed off lots of documents for Nev to do his training on the 7th of July with new franchisees, 3 new franchisees. And then from about 4:30, went out again with a kids 4x4 and a lovely kid called Harry, quite a small kid, 11 years old, and his parents were sitting in the back, and his mum was petrified about the whole thing, but he was really, really good. He picked it up very quickly, and his dad enjoyed it, and everybody enjoyed it, and it was a pleasure. He's from Basingstoke as well, so we had a bit of a chat that I live in Fleet, and yeah, it was good stuff. His mum was touching base because Joe, my host, told her about that we're expecting, so she was giving me some insights on how it's going to be, and said I'll probably be a bit more petrified if it was my kid sitting in the main seat rather than just somebody else's, so yeah, we'll see about that one. And then after that, finished the day off pretty much. Put my radio back in and then left at around 6 o'clock. And now this audio podcast is a bit earlier today because I am completely stuck in a traffic jam, not going anywhere, not driving at all, just queuing to get onto the main part of the M25 from the Weybridge area. So I could be here sometime. This evening, I was going to go over to Mum and Dad's because they just got back from holiday, but I don't think I will now. So talking to them on the phone, have something to eat, and then also see how James has got on with finishing off the main post out the front of the house and how that's gone. So looking forward to that. Anyway, that's it for me for today. It's been a long day, busy day. It's been tale of two halves. It's been really sunny, 26 degrees, lovely clear skies, sunglasses on, and now as I speak to you, it's chucking it down with rain. It's about 15 degrees, so yeah, it feels like two seasons in one day. Anyway, that's it for me for now, so until next time, goodbye now.